Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Everybody, welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. I'm Linda Irwin, and on this Thursday evening, we're going to go totally wild. Hi, Jan. How are ya?
I'm great. Thanks, Linda. How are you?
Oh, I'm just going a little batty, that's all. And
yes,
how's Dina tonight? Dina? Oh, thought I had her on the air. Let me try muting you and putting you back on again, see if it works. Hi, Dina, can you hear me?
I can.
All right. How are you tonight?
Good. Good. Doing good.
Dan's got a little amazing story, and that's going to be our topic tonight before we get into the callers. All about the bat totem and what happened with her.
Well, it really was kind of bizarre, I have to say. Last week when I wasn't able to get on the show because my phone wasn't operating properly. And anyway, I listened to both of you do a wonderful show. And then I went outside afterward and I saw this big bat flying around, and it was right outside our block wall and in the middle, just making circles around and around and around and coming very close to me. You know, I couldn't touch it or anything, but it was just, I felt like it knew I was there. And it was doing all this up and down, and at first I thought, is this a hummingbird? Because it flitters, its wings just flitter really fast, and it's very small. But no, because hummingbirds just, they'll stand still, and they'll, you know, flap their wings a million miles a second. But the bat doesn't do that. It'll just undulate. It'll go down. It'll turn upside down. It'll swoop, and then circles, make lots of circles. And so it did that for like a half an hour, and I was mesmerized. I couldn't stop watching it, and I just stood there. And then it came over my head, over our house, where I was standing in our yard, and circled around, and then it flew off. And I thought, wow, oh, my God, I had a bat experience. And is this a bat totem? And I got all excited. I looked it up and immediately wrote a poem, and I'll share the poem in just one second. But then this week when my husband and I, and then a few days later I went outside again and the bat, there were like three or four more bats every night. They've been circling our house. So they're just here. And I think it is bat season here in Vegas because we're like 100 degrees now. And usually whenever I've seen bats, it's been at the lake, Lake Mead. But it'll be at nighttime. But this is right at dusk, and I've never seen them in the neighborhood, ever, never. So this is really unusual. But so they've been around a lot, and then yet last night, Steve and I, my husband, we like to drive on our night off. We just drive around and look at the beautiful houses and the greenery and the lake and all that stuff. There's a little lake in this area. And we went over there, and it's like a residential area of a lot of green and trees, and all these bats were following us in the car, and I just thought, wait a second, no, this can't really be happening. But they were flying along with us while we were driving. And we went to this certain area where these houses were that we like to go look at, and you can get out and look at this little lake where all these houses are at. You know, they're on a lake. All these bats came around us then, too, and I'm thinking, okay, this is really getting weird now. So, but I just thought, whatever, you know, I guess bats are just out here, or maybe, and so I looked them up again just to read more, you know, get more information, and looked it up on the internet and found out that they do come around people who are creative, who write, and I do a lot of writing, and they're basically for transformation and rebirth, and they say that it can be kind of an uncomfortable time of rebirthing because it's a time when you face your fears, your deepest, darkest fears inside yourself, and you let go of habits, and but then you come out for the better on the other side, and you transform. And so if that's what's going on, then I'm all for it. I mean, I want to do it, because if there's any time where I can transform and get better and get on a better perspective and become a better person, then I'm all for it. But here's my poem, and so should I just go ahead and read it?
Sure.
Linda, go ahead. Okay. Bat, come fly to me overhead and all around. Your spirals are sensational as you flap your black wings with no sound. Bat, totem is undeniable. I know its message comes for a reason, as I see it flying overhead at dusk in the splendorous summer season. Clairvoyance, clairaudience, magic, and good luck perspectives, these are only a few. A doorway to other realms, opening one that is new. Look within and clear out old hurt and fear. Bat comes to help one do this, to let go of the old habits and persevere. A visionary and shaman are bat's gifts to behold. Creativity and rebirth are some of the traits here to new blessings that are now told. And that's it.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Yeah, that's nice.
Cool.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you.
Dina, have you been seeing any particular types of beings around you lately?
Well, I'm here in Maine. I'm out in the wildlife a lot. So, you know, I see it's like, and lately, because it's been spring here, it's just been running out. Like, I have two woodchucks, or three, a whole family of them living in my yard that keep going. They keep coming out and going in, coming out. So the woodchuck would have to be the one I would say this week.
Hmm.
Whatever that is.
It'd be interesting to find out what the totem is for that, huh?
Yeah.
I have to look that up for you.
All right. Are we ready to go wild on our callers?
Yes.
Yes. We're like, what? Yes, sure, let's go.
All right. Our first caller is Bryn. You're on Psychics Gone Wild with Dina, Jan, and Linda. What can we do for you?
Oh, hi, this is Bryn. How are you all doing?
Great.
Good.
Great.
Good. So you ready to go wild?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yay.
Okay. Yeah, well, I guess my question is would like to know if there's any message I need to hear right now. I've been feeling a lot of changes going on or different energy shifts, and I'm presently coming out of a stomach virus, and it was just today that I started feeling like a reshifting or my energy coming up or something, and I just feel like things are breaking through. But anyway, that's some message, whatever.
Yeah, you know what? That stomach feeling you're getting is you're in conflict with someone. There's actually somebody that's making you doubt yourself. That's the cards that I'm getting, is somebody that causes conflict. I'm also seeing a white rescue ship and a gift. A woman is handing you a gift. And what this generally means for me in these particular card readings is that you recognize what's causing the conflict and you're able to overcome it through your own intuition and strength and abilities. So you're literally rescuing yourself from the situation. Does that resonate with you?
Well, yeah, I felt things rising in a better way today. So I don't know if I was unconsciously doing that rescue because, I was feeling like this unsettled stuff in my stomach. But as I was coming near the end of the day here, I felt more of a power coming into me or more of a sense of my being in my own body again.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if, I guess that's, would that make sense? Yeah.
Yes, it would. And the woman could be someone on the other side or a female guide that was giving you the gift of recognition and awareness so that you would be able to do this for yourself.
Okay.
Okay. Jan?
That sounds good, yeah.
Yep. I don't know what I've given. I'm not sure if I've given you any, if any others have come through when you called before. But I saw the wolf this time, and it feels like the wolf feels really like he's coming in to aid you in this. And it says characteristics and behaviors that no longer serve your spiritual purpose are being pulled from your consciousness. Make cooperation a priority over any type of competition. And valuable insights, ideas, and new teachings are coming your way, so pay close attention. And you're being spiritually and psychically protected. It's important to maintain your self-esteem and integrity, and especially when you're feeling misunderstood. So trust your inner knowing. If you want to be a little more expressive in your communication, particularly by adding more body language and vocal inflection, and maybe that will help too with getting things out. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So that you're not holding things in.
Yeah. Okay. I got you.
Okay.
And that's somewhat what it wolf energy and medicine is trying to tell you.
Saying, yeah. Oh, great.
Oh, great. Dina?
Well, what I'm feeling is that you are going through a shift, and the shift you're going through is somewhat cellular. So what's happening is you're purging like toxins or old things that don't longer belong in you, which is part of why you're down. You know, you've got, like you said, probably the stomach virus or whatever, because you're getting rid of all of a sudden things that no longer serve you.
Okay.
So right now, and this shift will, and it kind of is on a soul and cellular level, so it will, you'll feel it in all parts of your body. It's something
right.
It's something you've been asking for a while now.
That makes
and
sense, yeah.
Yeah, so what they're saying is we're giving it to you as your body can handle it. So right now you're going through that part of purging and shifting over into something new. And so when you do, you'll feel better and things will look different and it will just get better for you.
That sounds great. Yeah, I just feel like I've been through, this kind of downtime, and now things are kind of, like you said in the card reading in the beginning, the rescue is happening and or things are purging, you know. I also had my own experience with bats years ago. One flew in my room one night at 3 or 4 in the morning, and then when I left the house, moving out of a house, two bats came into the bedroom and were flying around through the bedroom window.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
wow.
And I knew at that time they meant, I knew what bats meant, you know, like rebirth and transformation. So it was interesting, relating your story, listening to your story. So just wanted to mention that.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But, yeah, pretty fascinating.
Well,
all right,
Bren,
so
I hope we helped you.
No,
thank
it was great.
You.
Thank you for all your energies and your help. Take care now.
Sure.
You too.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go on to the next one now. Hi, Marilyn. You're on with the Wild Bunch, Dina, Jan, and Linda. What can we do for you tonight? Marilyn?
Okay. Yes, can you hear me?
Not getting it. Oh, there
Hello?
You are. Hi.
It would help if I took the mute button off, I guess.
That always
No worries.
Can you hear me okay with the speakerphone?
Yes.
Okay. You guys are great. Thank you so much. I have a, I've just realized in the past several months I have a genetic condition. It's a painful fat disorder, and I'm wondering, supposedly there's no cure for it. I'm wondering from your spiritual insight, so forth, if there's anything that I can do for it. I just had a massage today, and for the first time in my life, it was painful, mostly around the extremities. So I'm realizing that it's just going to get worse, but I'm just wondering if there's anything that I can do to get rid of this disorder. I know things come down. I've gone to energy school. I know things come down through the spiritual levels and down into the physical level. But I'm wondering if there's anything that I can do, any hope for this.
I'm actually going to turn this over to Dina, because I feel they told me she'd be the best one to answer this for you.
Mm. Yeah. It's a painful what disorder, did you say?
It's a painful fat disorder, FAT, instead of lymphedema, which is lymphatic. This is a fat edema.
Mm-hmm.
And later stages, the lymphatic system backs up as well because it's blocked by the unusual fat. It's not a typical fat that builds up.
Mm-hmm. It builds up. Mm-hmm. So what happens is it keeps building up.
It builds up. The extremities of the body become disproportionate to the healthier, normal part of the main trunk of the body. It's painful to sit. It's painful to be touched as it progresses.
The first thing I hear is to change the diet. And not in a eating fat sort of way. I just hear change your diet. That's what they told me. So
I have a very clean diet. I don't know what else I can do.
They're saying it is clean, but they're saying there's something you're missing in it. You know, you're missing in your diet, and it has to do with triglycerides. I'm hearing triglycerides. That's what I'm hearing. So I'm not sure you might look into that. Boy. They keep showing in that area. There's something you're missing. That's what they keep saying. There's something you're missing. I'm trying to put a finger on what it is you're missing. So in other words, yeah, you're eating clean, and that's all good, but the certain foods work with other certain foods, you know, to make them work right.
Okay.
And your diet is so clean, you're missing this other food, you know, which has to do with an oil or a fat or whatever. You know what I mean? I'm seeing like it has to do with that. So also, what do you take for vitamins?
I take pretty wide range of things.
You do take a wide range of things?
Yeah, it's pretty long list.
Yeah, and so do you do CoQ10?
Do I eat salmon?
Or CoQ10?
Oh,
CoQ10.
No.
Because I'm hearing CoQ10 as well.
Okay.
That's what they're telling me. So, yes, and like an oil, like a fish oil. So do you do the fish oil?
I do omega-3s that I was tested for.
Uh-huh. Yeah, try a fish oil, a real fish oil from the Icelandic fish oil. That's what I'm hearing. You go online.
Icelandic fish oil, I was doing the orange mint. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay. They're saying that's okay. But stay with the Icelandic fish oil and try to do a CoQ10. is what I'm hearing.
Some practitioners suggest that know this disorder over in Germany and in Arizona that a certain kind of liposuction is can be helpful to get any.
Well, that's when I first saw it. I thought the first thing they said was it can be removed. So if that meant through liposuction, then so be it. But they said it can be not removed, but thinned out. You know what I mean? So thinned out. Have you ever done, have you tried, what is the name of that? It's where they run through your bloodstream. Begins with a C, I think.
Chelation.
Yeah, chelation, yes.
No.
Have you tried chelation? Because I'm hearing that could help it too, the chelation.
Okay.
Look into some of this stuff, because what I'm seeing for you, a lot of it can be done naturally. So, you know, so the look into the chelation, because that keeps all your things flowing and thinned out, you know, instead of being blocked up.
Is acupuncture, there's only so much that I can do in terms of money and so forth, but is acupuncture good?
Acupuncture will help alleviate some things, but it doesn't help keep it unblocked. So you really got to look into some of those areas. But it will help you, yes. But look into chelation. That's with the, I believe, chelation.
Right.
Just Google it.
Yeah.
Just Google it and see how you feel about it. And I don't know if there's anybody near you, because certain states can't do it, and certain states can. But
No worries.
Yeah, and a naturopath. You know, have you been to a naturopath yet? Because that's where you find a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
Keep
searching there.
Yeah, so what I'm hearing is that you can help this. You can help, like, maybe not get rid of it, but you can help, like, neutralize it. You know what I mean? Like, you can help keep it in remission, I guess you might want to call it, or neutralize it, so
right.
that it doesn't get worse. And those are the things they showed for me for you to look at and do.
So check out
some of them. Mm-hmm.
Do they think that compression bandaging is helpful or hurtful?
I'm hearing I don't like it. I'm hearing
yeah,
that
like
it's
a bad
not,
feeling too.
Yeah, yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is there some sort of karmic thing? I mean, where is this really coming from spiritually?
Well, you said it was hereditary?
Well, I think it is, just based on my research, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Well, there's the thing. If it's genetic or hereditary, you can break that. You know, you'll have to really work on it, but you can break that, and so that it doesn't, you know, just break it, break the chain, the code, whatever, you know. So that is possible. You can read about that, too, on how to do it, because a lot of times you can do it yourself.
What do you mean I can read about
Maryland?
Yeah.
I was just going to say, and I'd go with Dina's suggestions, do the research on it, find out whatever you can. And we do have a pretty full queue tonight, but we welcome you to call back in, and please let us know how you find things and if it's helping you, okay?
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Very much appreciated.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Blessings, Marilyn. We're going to go on now to the next one. Hi, Tasha.
Hi,
you're on with the Wild Bunch.
Hi, Lee. How are you guys doing?
Oh, pretty good. What can we do for
you
tonight?
Hey, Tasha.
Hey, I want to know, do y'all see me moving this month?
Well, let's see. Well, the cards are not showing me anything moving about this month. And if you feel like you're being blocked from being moving, it looks like there's three people involved with that. One is a female and two are men. It's not necessarily that they're deliberately sabotaging you. It just has something to do with them not wanting you to go. So you must have some people there that are giving you energy to try to keep you where you are. Does this resonate?
As far as the people fixing on the building?
As far as people that would be sad if you move and might be actually sending you energy that they don't want you to leave? Well, it's something to consider. Jan?
I didn't get her question just out of curiosity.
Wanting to know if she could move this month.
Oh, I can move this month.
Yeah, will I be able to move it to the place that I'm waiting to move into this month?
Okay. Well, what I saw was horns and a goat. And as soon as you started talking, but I didn't quite hear what you said. But so I'm just going to go with that. And it says, be very discerning regarding your relationships, trusting your senses and intuition over your rational and logical mind. It says, stop butting your head against the wall trying to get through to someone who isn't accessible. Ask for support you need in spite of any fear of being vulnerable. Keep moving forward step by step toward whatever goal you're after, trusting that you'll be able to climb over any obstacles and knowing that if you slip, you'll always land on your feet. It's also very critical to spend time outdoors in nature. And I'm just checking out to see if anything else that might be of interest to you. And it just says that you when you set out for a goal, you show great determination, endurance in achieving that aim, and whatever you're focused in, you'll be able to do anything that you are focused in, et cetera. And so basically it just says stretch yourself and reach for that goal that you've been thinking about. So if there's any obstacles, you'll be able to overcome them if that's what you're trying to do moving this month. If you know what I mean?
Okay.
And so that's basically what that's what it's saying. It just says also ask for the support that you need and try to get outside too, and you're going to achieve your goal.
Okay, I already asked for help and all that to do that. You're just waiting on the place to be ready. They got to fix the outside so it can be ready.
You're waiting for it to happen. Is that what you're saying?
No, because recently I just did an inspection. I was getting ready to do an inspection, and when the lady walked around the building, she's like, these two got to be fixed and the wires got to be covered up. She couldn't walk inside. Just yet, y'all, if I would have did the inspection, it would have failed. So she's like, I'm going to come back, and they have to call her to reschedule the inspection to let me know when to be back there. So I want to know how long do y'all see that taking.
Oh, how long it's going to take to do all that. I see.
Yeah.
Raina?
Yeah. Well, I'm hearing that, no, I don't think you're going to be moving this month. I think it's going to be more like July, August. That's what I'm hearing. But because, and that's the whole reason right there, because I was going to tell you that I heard that there's still things to be done. And until these things are done, it's not going to happen. So it has to, also look at it, try to look at it positively, because it will work out better. This will work out better. So don't get all anxious about it. You know, try to be positive about it, because I feel like it's going to work out better for you in the long run with this wait period. So get the things done that you need to get done and everything else, and it will work out just fine.
So that'll be 8 months I've been out of a place, if it's going to take that long.
I can't hear it.
She's been out for, it's been 8 months, and it's just been taking so long.
If I wait that long, it'll be 6 months I've been out of a place on the 9th.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. I just feel like it's not quite ready. It's not quite there. But, you know, July is only, 3 weeks away?
Yeah.
A little more than 3 weeks away. So that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling July-ish, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Tasha, be, hang in there, be patient, be strong in yourself, and keep envisioning that you want that place ready sooner, and it can help. Okay? All right. Okay. Well, we're going to go on to the next one. Hi, Alan. You're on with the Wild Bunch. Dina, Jan, and Linda.
My question was just if Spirit had anything to say.
Just in general?
Yeah. I usually never have a question.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm showing you as an ambassador of light. That means that your mission is very positive and very helpful to many people, and that there is a person to your left and a person to your right. And the person to the left is very serious. I feel like these are people on the other side, by the way. It could be like a father figure, uncle, grandfather, but somebody that's helping and guiding you, and he is somebody that's very quiet but very strong in his belief systems, and he's assisting you to stay strong in yours. The woman on the other side could be a mother, aunt, grandmother, but it's somebody that's older than you. And she was someone that was very introspective, very not outspoken at all, but when she did speak, she had something to say. You would really listen to her. Do these people resonate with you?
Yeah, the grandfather, definitely.
Okay. And if that's your grandmother, was she one of the people that didn't talk very much, but when she did, you listened?
No, she passed early. My other one, I didn't get to see that much.
Okay. That'd be something to check into, see which one it might be. Dan?
Right.
Yeah. You got a bunch of animals here. It was really
awesome.
Fun. Yeah.
No,
well, you had the giraffe, the turtle, some kind of lizard. It looks like a what are those lizards? Oh, those big ones, you know.
Iguanas?
Oh, yes, iguana.
Oh, or the dragon ones.
Uh-huh, exactly. But let me just go over the turtle, and then I'll go to the iguana, because I think the iguana sounds really neat. And it says, for the turtle, you've been going too fast for too long, so slow down and pace yourself. And this is time to be more self-reliant and on yourself, too. And take time to nurture yourself and observe and feel your emotions. It's an increased sensitivity to the Earth's vibrations and those of the collective human consciousness, which you'll first feel as sensations in your body prior to emotions. And it's a very creative time, and you need to protect yourself, basically, you know, just because it sounds like it could be a more sensitive time, and so just protect yourself a little bit. And it says that you are a strong, old soul with a strong sense of connection to the ancient and archetypal worlds, and have understanding and compassion for everybody on the earth. So move at your own pace, and if you ever feel threatened or feel fearful, just back away and retreat. And you're just an incredibly compassionate and nurturing person. So that's basically what the turtle was saying, but let me just move really quickly to the iguana for fun, because I really did see that, and I don't think I've ever really seen that before. So let's see. It says, in planning a project, be sure to break down the details step by step in order to accomplish it successfully. There are a lot of complications that could be happening right now, but with intention and effort, you can simplify them with a great deal. Make the choice to climb out of any mundane circumstances that you feel mired in and view them with a different perspective. This is a good time to take action on anything you dreamt about or having but have forgotten or dismissed, so because you thought it was unrealistic. So go ahead and take action on it. And if you've had a hard fall recently, you have to get up and keep going. But you're able to look back on any mistakes and judgment and plan for the future. You have the ability to break down any type of complex questions and make them more simple. So anyway, does any of that resonate for you?
Did any of it,
the turtle?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Oh,
and
great.
That was great.
Cool. Well, the message I got is that there's something that's been on your mind or that you're trying to decide that it is saying the person from the other side, I believe it's a male, says you go for it. You do it. Don't second guess yourself. Don't, you know, just think about it. They're saying to go ahead and do it, make this change or do this. It's like a creative idea or something. Is there something, does that resonate with you?
No, I'd have to think about that one.
Well, because that's what they're telling you. There's something coming up that they're saying that will, when it comes up, to do it. Don't even second guess it. It has something to do with a change in life, a change, and a change in perhaps even your career. So it will be coming up, and you're going to kind of, you know, go, should I, shouldn't I? You're going to kind of flounder on it.
Right.
But they're telling you to do it. It will be one of the best things you've done. So if it's not in your life right now, they're saying it's coming up, and they want you to know ahead. To not even second guess it.
Mm. Great. Well,
hey,
thank
great.
You so much, ladies. That was awesome.
Awesome. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks, Alan.
And if anybody would like to get one-on-one personal reading time, do go to psychicsgonewild.com and find your psychic. And do schedule that appointment because they can give you one-on-one focused time, which is more than we can do on the show. Basically, what we're doing on the show is giving you just a little sampler. It's just the appetizer before the main course. But we are helping you as much as we can in the limited time we've got. And since we've got so many waiting in queue here, we're going to go to the next one. Area code 814. You're on with the Wild Bunch, Dina, Jan, and Linda. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, my name's Angie.
Hi, Angie. What can we do for you tonight?
I just have a question about an animal I kept seeing yesterday. I was on a walk with my four nieces in the forest, as they call it, and every couple of feet I would see dragonfly after dragonfly after dragonfly. And then today my niece drew me a picture, and she drew me a picture of a dragonfly. So I'm not sure what's going on with the dragonfly, so maybe you guys could help me.
Oh, Jan, that's your area.
Sure. Oh, well, yeah, we could. Well, when they come around like that, when you keep seeing them, you know, over and over, like that's how I was seeing the bat, too, it does pretty much seem like it could be a totem for you right now that's coming in for you. So, yeah, that... Definitely. The dragonfly is coming in for you. And so what the dragonfly says is be on the lookout for any falsehood, deceit, or illusions that are clouding a current situation or relationship. And it says you're being entirely too rational about everything and really need to tap into your deeper emotions, whatever they may be. This is a time when the magic and mystery of life is reawakening for you. It's now time to recharge your psychic energy, which you can do by regularly meditating. And this is also another transformative process that when you see the dragonfly, it's a transformative thing like the bat and the butterfly. And it says you have a strong connection to the nature spirits and love gardening and working with plants. You are a master of seeing through illusions, whether others or your own. So the dragonfly is a really, really cool animal. You know what I mean? It really has a lot of those neat qualities to it. So if that's what's going on, then be on the lookout for being able to see into things a little more deeply than normal. You know what I mean? And you may be going through a transformation too. This may be a transformative time for you. So look for that, too.
That's more of what it is, because I'm opening up and stuff. So, yeah.
Oh, really?
I think I'm transforming.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So, yeah, yep. I kept seeing them. I'm like,
awesome.
What is going on? Like, They were all different colors. They were everywhere. Like, we would go for, like, 2 feet down the road, and there would be another one sitting on the road or flying around. Or I was like, wow, there's so many dragonflies right now. And then I randomly got the idea. I'm like, I wonder if fairies ride dragonflies. Like, I have no idea why that question popped into my head, but it did, and I'm like, huh, I might have to look into that one.
Yeah, I like that.
And you wonder if what?
If fairies would be riding dragonflies. Like,
dragonflies are part of the fairy realm. Yeah, you got that for sure.
I bet they are, because they are
part of the fairy realm. Absolutely. That's
Dina,
cool.
Did you have anything to add?
Mm. Well, first of all, I got, what a beautiful soul. You have a beautiful soul. And it's now coming alive is what's happening. So it really coming, by coming alive, I mean coming into its own. So your soul right now is hungry or thirsty for that connection, that you know, spiritual sort of feeling and connection.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I feel like is happening. It's time for that to emerge. And can I ask you how old you are?
I turned 30 in December.
That's what I thought, exactly. So what happened is you just came through Saturn return. So when you come through Saturn return, all kinds of big changes are to happen. And, you know, good things, like really like a new part to your life. So
yeah.
That's what I feel, like your beautiful soul is emerging.
Good. I'm excited because, I mean, I've never seen that many. I didn't even know that we had dragonflies in my area until yesterday, and they were literally everywhere. I was like, wow, there's so many of you.
That's awesome.
That's great, yeah.
That is beautiful. Thanks for sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you for answering my question for me tonight. Have a good night.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Going on to the next one, area code 614. You're going to go wild with us tonight, yes?
Hello.
Hi. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
This is Lori.
Hi, Lori. What can we do for you?
Hi. I'm getting ready to move by the of this month to the West Coast. I live on the East Coast.
Oh, you'll love it out there.
And I hope so. And just wondering if I should be aware or prepared for anything in this area that I'm moving to or the house I am going to be renting out.
No, what part are you moving to?
It's just below Sacramento.
Mm. Oh, okay. Well, I'm not getting any bad things that you have to be aware of, but it is going to be a different type of emotional climate for you from what they're showing me in the cards. They're giving me the card of serenity to maintain your serenity and be accepting, but not necessarily allowing anyone to step over your boundaries if you find them uncomfortable. And they're showing me to call upon the warrior spirit and also to accept the diversity of the people that you're going to be meeting. And that way you can sort of open up to everything that's going on there and not be freaked out by anything. It's not violent crime or anything like that. It's just the people are different from what you're used to as for their lifestyles. That makes sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Jan?
Yeah, I saw the duck as soon as you started talking. So I don't know if there's ducks on the east. In the east. I always feel like ducks are over on the west for some reason, but that nest doesn't mean anything. I don't know. But that's just what I saw. It doesn't really matter where the duck is from. It's just that animal maybe trying to tell you, give you a couple messages. And it says, this is a time of fertility, either literally or metaphorically. It's a time to have fun, maybe even get a little silly. The time of turmoil has passed, so now you can release any pent-up emotions that have been suppressed. Do whatever is necessary to find emotional comfort rather than trying to deny your need for this. And you're at a beginning of a new cycle, either with work or relationship, and you need maybe some help moving through some difficult emotional entanglements. And so if you're very generous and have a big heart and willing to give to anyone, and you have a very strong nesting instinct, and it also says that you have the ability to bounce back very easily when things happen to you. And so anyway, that's mostly what the duck is saying.
Okay.
See a couple more animals, but I don't know. I think it just seems like it says all what I got out of that was have more fun. Does that make
have
any
more
sense
fun?
To you? Yeah.
Have more fun in the sun.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Dana?
Well, what I got is it's just going to take you just a little while to acclimate, but once you acclimate, excuse me, I feel like that you'll be just fine because you're good with people. You know, you can be, you know, if you so choose to be, you can be. So once, I think it's a combination of acclimation and kind of resistance to it. So once you get rid of the resistance and you acclimate and settle into that, I feel like you'll actually like it. You'll actually enjoy it, but it will just take you a little while to do that. But you'll be fine there. There's going to be certain things that come up, you know, new opportunities that you didn't have where you are now, and that will be interesting. I feel like that you're going to explore a little more, things you want to do in life and whatnot. And I feel like it's going to open your eyes. They're saying it's going to open your eyes. So that's what I feel like the experience is going to do for you.
Okay, good.
I hope that resonates with you.
It does. I appreciate it, ladies.
Sure. Great. Enjoy the time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lori.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And going on now to... Area code 615, do you want to go wild with us? Area code 615. And I'm not getting an answer, so we'll check back with you. Area code 315, you want to go wild with us today?
Hi, Linda. This is Annette.
Hi, Annette.
Hi, honey.
What can we do for you?
I just want to know what your guys have to say tonight instead of a question.
Oh, okay. Yeah? I'm actually getting the species that the cards represent here, like Minbari, for example, and I got two Minbari, one that's younger, one that's older, are enlightened. And both of these are males, so I don't know if these are somebody you know, but they're showing me to this male, older male and younger male who are more enlightened to spend more time with them, or if you don't know them yet, to be aware of them when they come up for you in their life. I'm also seeing a younger Centauri male. Now, Centauris tend to be a little bit materialistic, except the particular card that I found here shows someone who is open and willing to discuss spirituality and metaphysical. Now, I don't know if these are people that are coming in now to your life, because I know you've let go of a lot of things, and letting go of the resistance and the healing from the relationships, and that can allow new people to come into your life. But, yeah, there's an older male and two younger males. So does that resonate for you?
Not yet, but I live way out in the boonies, Linda. It's very rare that I meet new people, you know. I'm pretty isolated.
Well, it could be someone you meet online first.
Right, exactly. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Jan?
Hi, Annette.
Hi, honey.
Hi. Listen, I'm seeing a lot of water around you. So I don't know if you're going to be going to the water or if water needs to be around you or the swan. I'm seeing the swan coming in for you again.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, maybe I just really feel water for some reason. But swan, graceful and elegant, swan brings our intuitive gifts to the surface, balancing insight with fair-mindedness. Swan reveals how to integrate inner beauty and outward expression, teaching us to be clear and confident about our own personality. And where is it? Over here. It says, we encompass many worlds. We encounter many different situations, lands, and environments. We are many faces. We always are centered in our core being. We have a strong center of inner knowing, and we can embrace new situations. So maybe some of that is what you're needing to do right now. And it says, our teaching is about moving seamlessly, adapting to any moment with grace that comes from the center of inside of ourselves. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. So the swan is saying, integrate every moment, every situation with the full presence of your own self. That is how you develop a strong center. And so it feels like right now that's what you're needing to do, is to just develop that strong center so that you can overcome any situation that's coming around you right now.
Right.
And Swan's strong spirit requires respect, and you should always know that that's what you deserve at all times. And also associated with courtship and fidelity, swan usually mate for life. And so that's what you know, that is, I mean, that may be what you are designed or wanting to do,
right,
with someone. And and so they feed by dipping their heads in and out of the water, reminding us to approach inner work gently to integrate emotional insights carefully and attentively. So anyway, I think that the swan is trying to help you know that what you believe in is what you should stay with. And I'm adding my own personal feelings in here because I know you and I know what you're going through. So I'm kind of making it how I think it should be. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But it's just that, you know, stick to what you believe in and know that it's okay to be that, to feel that. And the swan is giving you a lot of self-respect here.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that,
okay.
Jan.
Dina?
Yeah, well, when you first got on, before everybody starts talking, what I heard was that you need to come back to life.
Yeah.
That you and that you need people. That's what I first heard, that you need to be around people and you need to come back to life and come up into life. Like, I feel like you're keeping yourself down. You're keeping yourself down from life, or just, like, simply, like, you feel like you can't, you know, you can't enjoy it, you can't have it, you can't be in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they want you to change that around, you know, and to come back up into life is what they're telling me. It's not
right.
good for you to just be alone or by yourself quite a bit, they're saying.
Right.
You know. So what I'm feeling like is that you've got this stuff you have to come through right now. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're going through a lot of stuff and you've got stuff to come through. But while you're coming through it, I also feel like that you should be working on yourself, your inner self, so that you can bring yourself back up into life like they're talking about. And
right.
and by before the end of this year, probably more like into fall, I see a lot of things changing around for you that will enable you to or will help you to be able to get back to life.
Right. Yeah, I was told this morning that I really need to move from my location, and that's why I was so happy that I was moving, and then that went downhill, as you know. So,
well, don't give up on that, because they're saying you've got to come back to life, and that's part of it.
Right.
So,
Okay. Well, I appreciate you, ladies, and I'm glad I called in.
Thanks,
take care,
Annette.
Yes.
Take care,
you.
Everybody. Okay, thank you.
Okay. We've got time for one really, really quick one here. Let's see if we can get 615. You're on with the Wild Bunch. How can we help you today? And still no answer from 615. So I'm going to go on to the next one. 508. Hi. Do we have you?
I do. Thank you, Thomas.
Hi.
It's been a wonderful show so far.
Oh, thank you.
Great.
Let me
thank
for you.
You
real quick.
All right. So I've been doing a lot of work on lucidity in dream travel, as well as trying to form the ability to have conscious out-of-body projections. And I'm trying to see if there's any advice that my guides have for me around that.
I'll turn this one right over to Dina, since we're almost out of time here. Go ahead, Dina.
So you're doing astral travel and lucid dreaming?
Yeah, I'm having a lot of success with vividity, but the lucidity in the dream world,
yeah.
And I haven't had much success with conscious out-of-body projection.
Well, that's difficult, the conscious out-of-body projections. That is the more difficult of all of it. So that one you kind of really have to train yourself on, and sometimes it can take a long time. Not everybody can do it, you know, so don't be down on yourself if it's not coming through, because it comes through on its own time when it's supposed to, when you're supposed to have it, when you're supposed to do it. But I feel like your dreaming will turn into more vivid, so that you're going to be getting more things through dream before this out-of-body stuff is going to, you know, you're really saying you've got a ways to go is what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But keep working on it, because it's not important. The important thing is what's coming through, what will be coming through your dreams even more clearer. That's going to be the important stuff coming up.
Yeah, that's been my intention. I know that that's in those lighter realms, it's much easier to you know, get that information and have a direct connection with guides sometimes for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
But it's taking all that expanded energy and then contracting it back into the, you know, finite RAM of the physical body is, you know, sometimes a little challenging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. But like I said, keep up, because it isn't, it's like taking a test, you know. Maybe if you don't pass it the first time, you take it again until you do, because you don't have all the answers. So, you know, it's like that. It will be there, but it just has to be there when you have all the information. You know what I'm saying?
And do you think, like, taking a really, like, fun and joyful approach and, like, playful will help me?
I didn't hear that. What?
Do you think that taking a playful approach will be beneficial?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. That you have to be light. You have to be very light when you do this.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with Dina. We've only got 90 seconds left. Thanks for calling
in,
though.
Thank you so much. Take care.
And our best to you. Jan, why don't you tell everyone how they can get a hold of you?
Okay. It's jandrake007 at hotmail.com, and I'm on www.psychicsgonewild.com. And I just want to say I did get the penguin for him, and the penguin says all about lucid dreaming and out-of-the-body astral traveling. That's so bizarre. Anyway.
Oh, that's that's fun. Okay, Dina,
cool?
Did you want to tell everyone how to get a hold of you? Dina? Uh-oh, Dina got dropped. Well, let me do the honors here. Dina is a certified psychic medium, born gifted, reading professionally for 25 years. Her gift envelops past, present, and future healing at a soul level. Dina's gift of mediumship and healing enjoins wisdom from past lives to create a profound experience. Dina has all senses open. You can contact her at www.dinaflanaganpsychicmedium.com. Be sure to follow Psychics Gone Wild here on Blog Talk, and also visit www.psychicsgonewild.com. And with that, we're going to send everyone love, light, healing, peace, and unity. Be sure to call in next time and follow us. And we wish you all love and light. Good night.
Good night.